This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثتُ لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zinat. I'm going to be talking about today's youth. What's happening with today's youth? You know, the present day youth is caught in the mire of economic and moral decline. They are mentally disturbed and unstable because of so many situations going on in today's life. You know, the effects of media, the smartphones and virtual life that we are living in, so many temptations of the world, the movies and so many things, you know. Mind is very unstable. Even the youth is in depression. They believe it is advantageous to avoid the bonds and responsibilities of marriage and satisfy the natural needs with any kind of relationships. You know, I don't understand why his marriage has been shown to be hard when it's so easy. The nowadays, when we see the youth thinking, running away from marriages for some reason, and you know, we all know the reasons, and thinking, oh, I don't want to get into relationship. Oh my God, I see so many divorces. Why, if there are so many divorces, why do I get into a relationship? If I want to satisfy my carnal desire, sexual desire, let me just get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, be in a living relationship. That's it. What is just important is love between two people. If love ends, relationship ends, you know. This is actually an unstable person. Really, you know, unstable mind because of what's happening in the century. You know, all effects are there. You know, undoubtedly, these problems have arisen and arising more within 10 years, you know, because we do not implicitly practice the code of conduct that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the Holy Quran has said, what the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said. Haven't we seen so many Muslims, so many people out throughout the world? Everywhere we hear that people are converting and reverting and becoming a Muslim. They are non-Muslim stories. They are ladies, wonderful ladies from Hollywood who are accepting hijab. They are doing it themselves by their own realization, by their own experiences. They are the biggest example, the people who don't understand these things, how the Holy Quran messages are important to us. You know, had there been an Islamic government, it would have been to eradicate this immorality from the society by providing the basic needs to the poor people and facilitate for an early marriage. You know, Islamic government, the law clearly says, help the needy people, help the poor people, help the people who want to get married, you know. I know I'm personal experiences that I know is that they are like males who contact us and say that, you know, the friends of ours, they want to get married if they know any person who's good in faith introduced to them. And when they are talking, trying to talk to their parents and trying to talk to the girls, you know, there's so much of demand that it becomes harder for the person themselves. I don't want to get detailed into that, but marriage is supposed to be easy. You know, it's really supposed to be easy. If there is an Islamic government, it's definitely going to ban the pornography, bars, all those, the nightclubs, all of which arouses the carnal desires in people and destroys the society. Because of that, the rape increases. Haven't you seen those countries where the bars and nightclubs and they have like half new dances? How much gang rapes are there? How much rape cases are there? Why? Because it has corrupted the audience mind so much, especially the alcohol. Yes, it has that people who mind cannot think. Every single day we listen to the stories of a rape. You know, a 5 years old girl is being raped. A 7 years, a disgusting 8 months old girl is raped. Where is this coming from? It's because of all these things, you know. We need to have a community working in a proper way. Islam prohibits all activities that incite passions and promote shamefulness and degrading behavior. The strict law of punishment in Islam should not lead us to think that Islam only wishes to punish the wrongdoers. Now, when we keep looking at the stories, oh, in Islam, if you do this kind of a sin, the person has to be lashed, the person has to be doing that. And then we keep judging, oh my God, Islam is all about punishment. No!
change the desert into oasis. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Islam is not about punishment, ladies and gentlemen. Where the carnal desires are coming from, how the society is being destroyed, Islam actually thinks about economical and social and community factors and wants to save it. Islam wants to help the poor people, the needy people. Islam wants people to have a good generation, and Islam does not want people to suffer or have health issues. Very simple. You know, very simple. Its laws are designed to rid the society of all evils. In fact, Islam takes a very compassionate view of sinners. On one hand, the stern orders of punishment are strictly regulated, so no injustice is done in carrying them out. Today, what do we talk about? We talk about justice, injustice, injustice, justice. Adultery is the root of degradation of society in the world and an eternal punishment in the hereafter because it destroys the society. It affects the community, you know, that's why. Now it says Islam has therefore prescribed some obligation rules for our protections. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this wisdom made these rules incumbent upon us. If these rules are obeyed, the Muslim can protect themselves from such a serious sin. Not only Muslim, any human being can protect themselves. So now let me come up with few examples where people mostly ask, why do you do hijab? You know, it's just, hijab is just not for a man. Even it's for a woman, you know. I'm not going into the topic of hijab, but there's one of the reason. The order for hijab in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran has ordered women to cover themselves in some situations. And, you know, it's a Holy Quran. It says Surah An-Nur. And say to the believing women that they cast down their looks and guard the private parts and do not display the ornaments except what appear thereof. And let them wear their head covering over their bosoms and not display the ornaments. Now, that means it says about the woman, you know. And looking at the person who is non-mahram to you. What is non-mahram to you? The person who is not your sister or not your auntie or your mother or a grandmother or not your wife, that is a non-mahram. The women are also ordered not to look at non-mahram men, and the men are also ordered to not look at the woman who does not belong to your family in a way. I'm still not done. And the men are similarly warned in that. In Surah An-Nur, what it says, say to the believing men that they cast down their looks and guard the private parts that is purer for them. Surely Allah is aware for what they do. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly saying, don't look at the woman with those eyes that can lead you to a lustful situation and can make you think whatsoever. Whether, especially if the woman is married, you know, don't look at the woman and say, oh my God, look at that, this person's wife, she's so wow. No, don't do that. The moment you are thinking about that, cast your eyes down. This is for male. You know, this is talking about, you know, what would be the effect? The poison arrow of a Satan. It is narrated from a well tradition of the Holy Prophet, which says, an evil glance is one of the poisonous arrow of Satan. Many of such glances become as a cause of prolonged jealousy. Now there are more tradition which says, have informed that there is no man who is not to some extent guilty of fornication. Wow. Look at it again. You know, I'm going to repeat this again. There is no man who is not to some extent guilty of fornication. The fornication of the eye. Wow, now I'm getting it. Okay, the fornication of eye is the evil glance at the woman, maybe someone's wife, someone's sister, unmarried girl, or and touching a non-mahram woman is the fornication of the hands, like touching someone. What is non-mahram again? A non-mahram woman is someone who is not your own sister or not your wife or your granny or your mom, you know, or an auntie, your mother's sister, own sister, or your father's sister. So this is the situation that is giving, you know, beautiful example. Now see, it's even recorded that those who look at the non-mahram, I explained the meaning of non-mahram just now, woman with an evil intention and fill their eyes with the sight. That is, they look for a long time. What happens is that Allah on the day of judgment pierces their eyes with burning rod. Oh my gosh. Until he throws them in the fire pit. That is so scary, Mai. So we do understand these are the effects and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about hijab, that a covering of a man for a woman and then even for a man and ill effects, what effects in the community. So we have been talking about in this topic about effects that has come on the youth and how it has affected the youth bucking up for marriages. So stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.